Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's interesting we got to play Eminem, my favorite artist, while we're commercial free, because we're going to talk about something that AB said was her favorite. I have a surprise for AB, and she's been nervous ever since, guys, but I have a surprise. And it's not really much of a surprise for you, AB, other than I get to give you something that you didn't think you were going to get for a very long time. And that is your favorite book back.
No.
Oh, no. Did you finish it?
I finished it. AB had given me her favorite book and told me to read it because I was looking for a thriller to read. And when did I tell you I thought I would finish it? Do you remember?
Like a year. You were like, this is going to take me forever.
I thought over Christmas, over the holiday. And I actually finished it on November 10th or 11th, whatever it was.
Wow.
You're getting it back by November 12th. You thought you were going to lose that book forever.
Yeah, I thought I was never getting that thing back.
So it's called The Silent Patient, and I have a review for you.
Ooh.
Look at the look.
You're making me so nervous. It's literally my favorite book of all time.
Yes, it's our favorite book. She said, if you do not like the book, don't even tell me.
I said I'm dropping out of the show.
Yeah, I could have quit. She would quit.
Wow.
Wow.
You didn't like it.
The book actually surprised me.
Okay, good.
I didn't think those thrillers. So, like, when it comes to thrillers, I think I'm, like, just so exhausted and tired.
Yes, yes.
Because I saw you post this, too, because you're, like, big into reading now.
Yeah, I finished a book the other day, and I finished this series on Hulu, Tell Me Lies, and everyone was like, this is, like, the most insane plot twist ever. And I was like, it didn't surprise me. I was just kind of like, oh, okay.
I think what happens is you get so busy and you're so overwhelmed with life that even those thrillers, you just enjoy them, but you're no longer surprised. I was actually surprised how the book ended, did not see it coming. And I was like, oh, I didn't have this huge emotional reaction because I'd still like that, but definitely did not. And I was like, usually when that happens, I'll be like, oh, I kind of saw it coming. I just didn't think much about it. Did not see it coming at all.
That makes me very happy.
I thought you would find it.
I honestly think I read this book 2 years ago. I don't think I've read anything since that has had that big of a shock to me.
I people had written to me when you given me the book. People had heard about this book and they're like, oh yeah, wait till you find out the ending. And I forgot that people had told me that. And I was like, oh, maybe I should have been paying attention to that. But I was like, when that happened, when the big twist happens, because that's what these thrillers do. That's not even a spoiler. It's a thrilling book. It's going to take a big twist. That's how these book ends. I was like, did not see it coming. Was not on my radar. Bravo, you got me.
I'm so happy.
This must be really good because Brett's the type of person where if you really hype something up for him,
I usually
strays the other way. It's just who he is. Yes. That's just the type of person
I'm
he is.
I'm annoying like that. I know it's annoying, but yes.
So this must be really good. Give people the information on this book.
Yeah, so it's called The Silent Patient by Alex Michael Dides or something. Oh. I don't know. I don't know how you say his last name, but. Who's up next? Kevin, Hannah?
I want a different thriller. So if anyone has a book they would recommend, now that I'm knocking things off, reading books.
Yeah.
And I did it this weekend, which I thought you would be shocked because I had the basement that I was dealing with it.
Yes. But I honestly forgot you had it.
I was super stressed and couldn't sleep. And so when I can't sleep, I can't not do anything. So I read. And so I read for an hour when I couldn't sleep and finished the book. And it did take a twist. And so I'm looking for another book that might surprise me. If you guys want to text in suggestions or reach out to us on social media,
whatever. Yeah, I need suggestions too because I can't find anything better than this book.
And they want the thrill.
Yeah.
Yes.
Suspense. Killers, we like all that. 314-531-9898. If you have a book suggestion, we're going to start a book club eventually. But yes, you got your book back.
Yay!